Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Along with me, Alice at 97.3. Disneyland tickets, how about it? You guys in? What do you think? Should we do it?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Thank you.
It's magical. In fact, that's this hour's code word.
Get out of here.
Magical.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
I know. I didn't even realize it until I looked down and I'm like, oh my God. I must have read it earlier. And
you're back, baby.
Yeah, okay.
Look at you.
You say so.
You're on fire.
Woo!
You're a promoting monster.
Uh-huh. Magical.
Get after
monster.
It.
Mm. Right now, take the word magical, M-A-G-I-C-A-L, and text it to our contest line, 20357. That enters you for a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort Hotel. Magical is this hour's code word. 20357 is the contest line. If you text the word there, not only can you win this 4-pack of tickets, but you'll be in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort Hotel. This hour's code word is magical. Feels magical. And we're going to do this every hour through 6:05 p.m. on
felt
the fives.
Magical till you started going,
you didn't like that? Oh, well, I can make that magical by the end of the day. Just watch me.
All right.
Let's see. I'm going to just quickly. Boy, there's a lot we missed.
You don't have to rush through anything.
I'm not going to.
We're home.
All right. This I thought was really cute. First of all, people are so excited for Wednesday.
My kid is totally into it. It starts in 2 days.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
They did a really cute setup with Wendy's. Because as you know, you can take Wendy's and separate it out, add some letters, and make it Wednesdays. So
that's the hook?
It's the sign they put up. It was just one location to start with. So they did like a pop-up. And can you see if you can find it, Maddie? It's so cute. First of all, instead of Wendy at the top, it's Wednesday, and it's with the braids.
Oh, because the braids, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because, I mean, the Wendy's Wednesday, I mean, if I had a long neck, I'd be a giraffe. Like, yeah. What?
So, and Wednesdays is in the same font as Wendy's, but it's
okay.
On, like, it's on, like, sort of a, like, a mystical purple background. There it is right there. And at the top, well, I don't know what Wendy's recipe normally is, but it says, pain is my recipe.
You know, Wendy's, what a get for them.
I know.
Honestly.
Well, I'm sure they paid well for it. I'm
Wednesdays,
sure that was,
look at that.
And then it says, in the place where I guess they would announce, like, you know, half off square burgers or, you know, whatever they were selling that day. It says, misfortune awaits, lucky you. It's really cute.
It's really well done.
It is. It's really
good.
So
Wendy's.
This is in California in a town called Norwalk. Anybody?
Norwalk is down south in LA. I used to go to BMX races in Norwalk.
Oh, how funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's, well, there you go. The meal of misfortune is the themed meal.
They put those BMX tracks in the hottest place on earth and then say, all right, kids, go as fast as you can.
Get sweaty and as dusty as possible. Get it in every crease of your body. It's going to be great. You're going to love it.
Yep.
When you fall, it's going to be like falling onto an oven. It'll be fantastic. So last week, they transformed one of their California locations into Wednesdays to promote season 2 of the show on Netflix. There was a writer who went to check it out because it was for 1 day only, and they waited 5.5 hours in line. Because, and I'll tell you why they did this, because they have Instagram or, you know, whatever. They're bloggers. People, you put something up and you tell them it's only there for 1 day. Everyone's like, oh, well, I got to go get that. I mean, I'm an influencer. I got to go get it. So he waits for 5.5 hours or she, I don't know. They gave their drive through a goth makeover with themed rooms inspired by scenes from the shows. From the show, and Wendy's gave everyone a limited edition pin, a preview of the Meal of Misfortune, which is available at every location nationwide starting today. It includes a Rest in 10-piece nuggets, cursed and crispy fries, a Raven's Blood Frosty. It's vanilla with dark cherry swirl. Sounds fantastic.
That does sound good.
Yeah.
And I can't have that anymore, but sounds good.
Two mysterious and spicy dips of dread. So it's a, they did.
Oh, for the chicken nugget. For the chicken nuggets. Got
for
it.
For the rest in 10 piece nuggets. So there's a total of four different dips that were created. I'm sure they all sound macabre. And every meal includes a plastic purple spoon with a raven and skull design. I mean, you know, it's a collector's. There's people who are going to run out and get this. Wednesday is when season two premieres. And if you are interested, hit a Wendy's. Apparently starting today, you can get the name of it is the Meal of Misfortune.
I love it.
I've been seeing clips of Jenna Ortega doing, you know, press for mm-hmm. the premiere. And she is in character all the time. She looks scary and intense. And the way she commands a room is so crazy.
She is truly great in that role. Mm-hmm. And she made some comments about the writers and how she, like, you know, made decisions about what was going to be said that were a little unfortunate. And it always pops into my mind. That because she was so excellent in that role. I actually don't doubt that she said, I really feel like the character would do this. But I always feel like, you want the writers to want to write for you.
It's not the smartest thing to say out loud, but yeah. I do realize now more than ever that these actors are paid bank and they're in a position of extreme power.
Mm.
Yeah, they can say what they want and they probably are going to get what they want. If it makes any kind of sense.
Right. Well, and with a runaway hit show like that, I'm sure even the writers were like, we're not, like, just want to keep working on this
whatever.
Show. Yeah,
whatever. Yep,
exactly.
Yep.
One of the things that came out over vacation was, I think you call it buckle fat, buccal fat. It's cheek fat. Apparently, somebody was talking about all the young starlets in Hollywood who are getting this done. And one of them is Jenna Ortega. They are accusing her of getting the buccal fat removed. Buccal fat. I have no idea.
Boucle.
Thank you. Boucle fat. We'll go with that. But I thought she sort of had, I don't picture her with big cheeks, you know, or anything. So I don't really know. And she's older than you think, too, because she's playing like a high school kid.
Yeah, she's...
She's like late 20s, mm-hmm. maybe, or however old. Maybe she's 22.
She's only 22.
Oh, 22.
So changes in her face could very much just be from aging.
Buccal. Is that a B-U-C-C-A-L?
Oh, what is it? No.
Buccal?
It's boucle.
B-O-U-C-E-L, I believe.
B-O-U-C-E-L, I don't, who cares?
I couldn't find it.
It's not B-U-C-C-A-L?
Yeah, it is, that is what it is.
Oh, okay. Then mm-hmm. it's buccal.
Buccal.
Bucal.
A buccal. Buccal.
DeJo.
Tarjay. Anyway, whether or not she's had fat removed from her face, I guess is really none of our business.
It also could just be makeup.
Yes,
makeup
it could.
Does crazy shape-shifting on your face.
It's true.
I saw this
contour you and
over the vacation.
Yeah.
I saw this it somewhere. I wish I would have marked it because it was that profoundly different. This lady went for one of those medical tourism surgeries and got plastic surgery somewhere from her home. And she looked like the difference was so profound. It would make anyone want to go do it. Like photos.
Oh, you're saying it was great.
It was incredible. Oh. She looked like they took 30 years off this lady's face. But they showed also the surgery like right after. And there was like stitches all around the bottom of her nose. Like they lifted it up or something.
Yeah.
It was just the whole thing was like initially I thought.
Frankenstein
you
looking.
You stupid. Dumb, idiot, stupid lady. And then after I went, oh my gosh, you just, everyone's going to go try to find where you got that, what your doctor's name is. It was incredible, the difference.
Oh my God.
Years and years, not like barely a difference or a little buccal fat off the cheeks. We're talking about 70 to 40.
Oh my God.
Age-wise.
Yeah. Was this a famous person or just a random person?
Random lady who went and got, did face surgery tourism.
Mm-mm-mm.
So my point being, they can do incredible things.
Yeah. But unfortunately, they don't all look incredible.
No. They don't.
And then people are like, okay, well, that's not quite what I wanted, so let's go back and get more.
Well, they get addicted. I mean, yeah. What's her name? Ozzy's wife, Sharon.
John!
Perfect example of someone who was totally addicted to face surgery.
Yeah, and Kelly's doing a lot of stuff to her face now, too.
Mm.
But, you know, that's, I guess, if you have money and you're bored and you're like, everyone around you is doing it, you're probably like, well, I got to keep up. Well, I've got to get it done.
Rest in peace, Ozzy.
Yes, rest in peace, Ozzy.
God, do I love Ozzy. Mm. I have a place where I hike near my house when there's no surf to get some exercise. And I just put on the old Ozzy records, you know, like the first two solo albums, and just went hiking and thought, yeah, he's been part of my life forever. My whole life, really. Yeah. You know, Ozzy.
Yeah.
He was on MTV even before you were listening to. It's incredible.
I remember seeing him. Actually, Metallica opened for him.
Oh, I bet.
It was great.
Early days.
Would have been like maybe, I don't know, somewhere in the mid 80s, like maybe 86.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember him coming out and I was just like, oh man, he's so old. Poor guy.
Wow.
You know, and he was probably, so what was he, like 70, 76, 77 when he died?
I think 77.
And so he would have been in his late 30s at that point. Like that is, but I was 20 something.
He was 76.
So anyway, moving on. Next thing. We're going to play a mini game. So Matt Damon teamed up with Ken Jennings. He's the guy from Jeopardy. Who was a very winning, winningest guy.
And now he's the host,
he hosts. They won $1 million for charity on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. So I feel like they threw him a question. They were playing together. I feel like they threw them a question that was like when it's celebrities, maybe you make it a little bit easier because you actually want to give the $1 million to charity. So I'm going to ask you guys a question and see how you all do. Did any of you see this? Because don't guess if you...
I didn't.
If you did.
Nope.
And because they use the 50-50, you know, if you need me to, I'll take it off of there. Okay. So the question is this.
What was that?
It's my leg.
Oh, okay. Jeez. I thought you ripped one. What are you doing, Clarky?
I did rip one. Here we go. Which of these words is often used to describe one of the most beautiful auditory effects on earth? The sound made by leaves of trees when wind blows through them. This was the $1 million question. Here are your four choices. Apricity, petrichor, susurrus, or eudaimonia. E-U-D-A-E-monia. Eudaimonia. The answers are apricity, petrichor, susurrus, or eudaimonia. Anybody want to guess it without the 50-50?
What's the first one again?
Apricity. A-P-R-I-C-I-T-Y. Apricity.
I'm going eudaimonium.
Eudaimonia? Okay.
I like that one too, but I will say apricity.
I think pressicore.
It's susurrus.
Oh, we
all got it wrong. Yeah. That's funny. I actually thought that was a gimme.
No, what? You didn't.
Yes, I did.
Why?
Because I've heard of susurrus a million times. It's like a...
Well, you're the smartest guy in the room. Yeah. I mean, you get to hear of all the things.
But they had to go 50-50. I just felt like that was that they threw them a bone. You should have let me go 50-50 for you guys. I would have made it eudaimonia and susurrus. So none of you would have picked... You all would have picked eudaimonia if I'd gone 50-50?
Well, you're not...
Bob looks so confused right now.
You're not playing the game right, because sometimes I will, if I hear him say something, I'll go, okay, I will go another direction. Oh. Not because I think, but because who cares? I'm not actually going to win $1 million.
Oh, that's too bad.
You don't take Sarah's game seriously.
No, it's
he
weird.
He definitely does not take them seriously. Hurtful. Oh, it hurts my feelings.
So much work into them.
I know. I plan it out.
Really? Does ChatGPT?
ChatGPT helps, but ChatGPT does not write those games. So Matt Damon, Ken Jennings, they won $1 million.
So they got it right.
They did.
Okay.
But they had to go to the 50-50 on it, and then they picked the right answer. And let's see. It looks like water.org was the charity. That's Matt's been behind that for a while. They say the $1 million will bring clean water to 200,000 people in need. So there you go. Happy Gilmore 2.
Saw it.
Oh,
watched it.
Everybody did.
Yeah, it was great.
This is the Netflix record for biggest opening weekend on Netflix.
It was everything you wanted, all the callbacks. It was a ridiculous plot.
Did you watch Happy Gilmore first?
Because
I would have to. I don't remember anything about it.
I recently watched Happy Gilmore, okay. So I went into it kind of after having seen Happy Gilmore. I mean, it's ridiculous. The whole plot, everything is just ridiculous, but it's still great. It was a nostalgia, feel good, mm-hmm. great, you know, you're going to laugh. It was a good watch. It wasn't a great movie, but it was a good watch.
I really liked the setup that, I'm going to spoil it, that his wife died because he accidentally hit her with a golf ball.
Oh.
And so he's become an alcoholic with 4 kids that he's neglecting.
Oh.
And I thought that was so a funny uplifting. I thought that was a funny setup.
That Happy is no longer happy, huh?
Yeah.
Right. Murdering
just
his wife.
Because it's just kind of ridiculous.
Drinking.
And how old are these kids, like, now old enough to care for themselves?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
Thank
yeah.
God.
That's the thing. There's only one. There's only one that lives at home, and she wants to go to dance school, and so he needs to raise money for that, and that's kind of the plot.
The inspiration, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it was probably the biggest opening day on Netflix because everyone who was in the movie probably watched it on opening day, and there were 4 million famous people in the movie.
A lot of cameos.
Every golfer ever except for Tiger Woods.
Oh. Oh, that's surprising.
Yeah. It was cameo rich.
I see.
And they even brought back like sons of characters, like the big tall guy that's like that gets a nail in his head. His son is there. Is like,
boy, I really don't remember anything about that.
I don't remember anything either. Yeah. I remember liking it.
I used to love all the old Adam Sandler movies.
But it's not a great movie, but it is a great watch.
Mm.
I watched over vacation The Phoenician Scheme.
Oh, what'd you think?
Oh.
I was telling John we got to watch it.
It's Wes Anderson, everyone, yes. And these are not huge movies. They're not for everyone. I laughed and laughed. They're so dumb.
Mm.
There's so much stupidity, but each scene is meticulously done. Everything is in the right place. They're just he must never stop scouting locations. Like that's what this guy's thing is the way he sets up a shot and how it's framed and the. But then there's just this, the rucksack? And who's the kid? Michael Cera?
Oh, okay. Oh, he's my God, Michael Cera's in it. Oh.
He gets an order. He works for the Benicio del Toro. You hold the rucksack. Never let this out of your hands. The next scene is him without the rucksack. Where's the rucksack? He takes off running. And that bit is running through the film. So you got to know that up front, I laugh at dumb crap like that.
I find him to be like so. There just is a charm to Wes Anderson movies that is, and it's more than just the dumb, because there's a lot of dumb convos and stuff that happen in there. But it's just the settings are so. It's almost like if a dollhouse came to life sometimes, you know? Like it's really, there's just a sweetness to them. And I just, whenever they go to like the diagram or the list of things and the supplies or, you know, what's in the rucksack, whatever.
You should definitely watch it. If you like his movies, that one was very fun.
I did finally see Superman 2.
Oh!
And it's different. It's not, I like, it's a different.
You didn't love
hate it.
I liked it, but I didn't love it as much as I thought I would. I thought it would like just be in love with the whole movie.
It looks like the trailer just looks so epic.
Yeah, it is. There's just a lot of backstory that happens at the front, and you're kind of, you know, let me just say, like the first half of the movie, he's just getting his ass kicked a lot, and it's like, oh man, I don't want to see Superman get his ass kicked all the time. So, but I would definitely like say Superman. Watch it, but it wasn't like all that.
Bob doesn't seem to have enjoyed it.
Superhero movies have gotten way too much of my money. I stopped watching about 10 years ago, and I won't be returning anytime soon.
So you didn't go to Superman?
No, I didn't. I'm glad that movies are doing well this summer, though. I love movies, and I love movie theaters.
Yeah, the theaters were packed when I went. So
actually, you know what? I have I've got the box office here. So Fantastic Four: First Steps held on to first place. But, you know, dropped a ton. They've made a total domestically of about $200 million. They had a $40 million weekend, which I had even kind of forgotten that that movie came out. The Bad Guys 2, that's an animated
cartoon,
one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That had a decent weekend. It's a Universal Pictures thing, $22 million. The Naked Gun opened to $17 million. And the question is, are Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson bumping uglies?
I think answer is yes.
Real life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They are.
He's supposed to be the biggest guy in Hollywood.
What? Like mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. I heard that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess
the biggest in all of the...
Like Milton Berle big?
Yes.
Like
wow.
In like the movie biz, he's the biggest guy. That's what you've heard.
That's what I've heard. Huh. And there's, because as you know, Pam Anderson has some experience with that. And so...
She can handle it.
It came up a lot. Like maybe she has to try that. Like maybe there's no other way, you know?
Well, you're not supposed to say that because...
Just wondering if that's true or not.
You know, the guys who come in after, you know, Tommy Lee are supposed to feel confident it's fine.
It isn't, though. It's not. All right, I'm out of time. Vinny, what do you got coming up?
That is not helpful,
you know,
Clarkie.
It's true, though.
For real.
I know.
And yet you did it anyway.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I got a Home Alone story and more after these.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. Radio advertising works. We've seen it in action, and we'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com and let us get you rocking on Alice. Here's what's happening. Mostly sunny, 70s and 80s are your highs today.
Nice. Sounds perfect.
Mm-hmm. Is it wrong?
Usually. If you have to ask.
Home Alone is a story. It's a Christmas movie, by the way. It's come. It's time is come.
It not yet. What are you talking about? It's August 4th.
Right.
But we just had Christmas in July.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Why do you fight it, Sarah?
Yeah, why do you fight it, Sarah?
Merry Christmas, everyone. Jesus. Go on.
A couple abandoned their 10-year-old son at the Barcelona airport in Spain.
Oh, they what?
They got to the airport, yeah. This couple. Pardon me. His passport had expired, which I would imagine they already knew. Like, as a parent, you would check that crap, right? Yeah. I would certainly
think... ones only last 5 years, too, like, because they changed so much?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I haven't tried to get one of those for either of my kids, but their 10-year-old, had an expired passport, and they didn't want to miss their flight.
Well, duh. I mean,
now,
God, international travel is difficult as it is. You're going to bring this guy along? He doesn't even have a valid passport.
They came up with a great plan to abandon him there at the Barcelona airport and have a family member come get him at some point.
Oh, at some point. Just hang here.
The couple jetted off from the airport without their child. They organized a relative to pick him up so that they wouldn't miss their flight. Unfortunately for them... Airport staff found the boy by himself before the relative could get to the area and pick him up.
Can I ask a question? So these are people, this is in Barcelona, and they are, so they're Spanish. And this kid is a little Spanish kid, and he's got family that lives there, and they're leaving the country, and he's just not allowed to go with them. I thought these people were like Americans who were just like,
no,
this kid, what a pain in the ass. Just leave him in Barcelona.
His parents decided instead of missing their flight that they'd get a relative to pick their son up so that they could continue their journey.
Mm.
The
Where
plan went
to?
Wrong. I don't have that.
Oh, that's too bad.
The plan went wrong when an airport staff found the young boy on his own and alerted the police. The staff member then, of course, TikToked it.
Oh, of course.
He told
wrong? No.
He told them His parents are on a plane on their way to their home country, going on their vacation back home, whatever, wherever that is. They don't say here. So urgent contact was made with the plane's pilot, who confirmed police had told them there was a minor in the car park. He then asked passengers if someone had left a child in the terminal. No one answered. Finally, the parents were located.
Oh, my God.
So his passport had expired and they'd left and they got caught. Is it wrong?
It is wrong.
Yeah. How old was he?
10.
10.
I mean, how far away was the family member?
No, it's wrong, Bob. Don't.
I mean, I'm
10 years old. He can hang out for 15 minutes by himself until he gets picked up.
It sounds like it was longer than that, though, because if the airport staff caught him by himself, like, that's not going to happen immediately. Mm. He's got to be lurking around.
Yeah.
That kid's been alone for a bit.
Maybe the kid's really responsible and, you know.
At 10?
Sure.
You can stay home alone as a kid at 8, I think.
I mean, my mom blessed.
Where'd you hear that?
When I was 8 and I started getting left home alone.
Oh, yeah. I was not just 8 left home alone, but babysitting my two younger brother and sister, much to their chagrin.
Things have changed a lot, though.
That is true.
I kind of think, and I'm not a parent yet, one day, hopefully, but I kind of think that it's people are a little too up in other people's parenting business.
Listen, this is an airport where this kid could get grabbed and trafficked. Like, you don't leave a 10-year-old.
He's 10.
He's a 10-year-old, and he's been left.
I used to go to the movies by myself when I was 10.
Oh, my God. It's not the same.
What's not the same? Just because people are more dramatic now?
Yeah.
No, because he's at the freaking airport.
But that's part of it, for sure.
Only like 10 minutes.
What I'm trying to tell you is there's no question your instinct from your own childhood is not in play today. You will say to yourself, I did that. I hopped on the bus and went to the beach when I was a little boy. I brought my surfboard and a backpack and $2 and was gone all day. You could not let your kid do that today. A lifeguard or someone would see you drinking from a big gulp and, you know, getting in and out of the water on your own with no adult around.
And
they would do something.
Right, they would do something about it, but why? I mean, it's like, is it actually more dangerous now, or is it just because you'll get caught?
They do say it's actually not more dangerous now
more
than
dangerous.
We were kids.
No, like,
it's just more
anything,
widely
reported.
If anything,
it's safer because there's cameras everywhere. Mm.
I think it's about saying something out loud, like I just did, and then having other parents go,
No, here's the thing.
Oh, my judgment. God. You can't possibly think that that's okay.
The kid's passport has expired. They're at the airport. He's alone at the airport. And they're like, we don't love you that much. And they leave. There's some real wrong happening with this. We'll just have your tea and we'll come get you. Like, what? I don't know. For me, that's hard wrong. Kid thought he was going on a nice trip.
Yeah.
Well, he should have renewed his passport.
Okay. You know what? You have a point. Hold on. Let me get a tissue here. I'm just snorting.
While Maddie was away, a few things have changed. He's decided to go gray like Sarah.
Yeah, you did get all your hairs cut off.
I didn't want it all cut off. I was like, she kept cutting and cutting and cutting, and I'm like, what are you doing? And then, it was some random, got a random at the place I go. I'm
Super
not gonna
cuts, obviously.
No, but similar with sports in the title.
Yeah.
But
sports cuts, got it.
But yeah, she just kept cutting it. Now it's all short, and
it looks great.
And there's no blonde though.
I know.
There's no blonde.
It's gray.
I think
like
it looks good. I think it's the
shiny.
Beginning of
it
a new
really
chapter.
Really good. Yeah. You look great.
I don't
but
know.
You post up a thirst trap for everybody today.
There you go.
You say, let people decide if they like
well,
it.
Well, that
not.
Leads me to my. So I didn't know that the new haircut, the blonde is gone, but also have you. And this leads me into my story. You said you were taking one of the diabetes drugs, right? Ozempic or.
Wegovy.
Wegovy. And how has it worked for you?
Well, I kind of plateaued, so I'm waiting. You only see a doctor like every 3 months for that, so I'm kind of waiting to get an upper dose.
A higher dose.
But yeah, over break, I definitely gained weight because I ate like,
well, vacation.
I ate a lot.
But do you bring your Wegovy with you to get your shot or what? Or are you just off
I was only gone a week, so yeah, I didn't need to, but yeah.
people are getting such great success with Ozempic. There's now something called Ozempic face. This is when you've lost so much weight
that you don't need to get your buckle fat sucked out of your face.
Now your skin is hanging and you need a facelift.
Oh.
So this Ozempic drug, they say, will cause a huge boom in facelifts and other plastic surgeries because you've lost so much weight so fast, your skin doesn't have time to adjust. So you end up with wrinkles and saggy skin.
Well, I can imagine if you drop 70 pounds, you are going to have flaps of skin places.
This is most common in people over 40, which is, you'd imagine that's who would need the, like, I can't imagine why you'd take Ozempic if you're 20.
Well, if you were overweight or diabetic or, you know,
I guess.
If there was a medical reason to take it.
They say the same thing happens if you lose weight quickly for any reason. So it's not specific to Ozempic, but it is something that a lot of people, because so many people are taking it, they're now calling it Ozempic face. This loss of weight, sagging skin, need for surgery. We'll see if we get a huge, you know, plastic surgery boom in the coming months and years.
Well, we're going to anyway. People cannot get enough of jacking their face up. I mean, that is just, it's like a national pastime now.
I looked for that story that I was telling you about. It's this lady who went on a regular lady.
She'd go to like Mexico.
I can't remember.
Face surgery tourism.
I got caught on the photos of this lady's plastic surgery tourism like story.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows her with the stitches in and they did some cut. There's some cuts behind the ear and cuts. But man, she came out great. Like, she's not going to become a supermodel, but she looked like an old lady and now looks like a young lady.
Maybe she can go on the Golden Bachelorette now, you know?
Maybe.
That's a good show.
Is it?
For old people.
Are you watching it?
I'm not, but it apparently did kick ass and they did. So that's why they're doing it again. Remember it was that Gary Turner, maybe?
That was a pretty successful
season. The new guy he's like a sportscaster guy or something, right?
Oh, would I know him?
I talked about it a couple months ago. His whole deal was, he goes, they better not, I don't want any old ladies. It's like, dude, you're
Yeah, he
going
didn't want anybody his age.
Yeah, he was like, I don't want anybody over 60.
Let's see, Mel Owens is the guy's name.
What's his deal?
Mel
Owens. Or maybe he went on.
He was a former NFL linebacker and lawyer.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I think it was on like McAfee's show or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Something like that. That's where I had heard the quote.
Hmm. Well, anyway, Ozempic face.
It's a thing, apparently. But face, it's always a thing. We're going to do stuff to that.
The 10 most hated foods in America.
Oh. Well, blue cheese, obviously.
No. Well, wait a minute. No, blue cheese is on there at number 8. Sushi came in at number 10.
Oh, what?
Delicious.
Sushi's a weird one because there are absolutely people who love it. It's their favorite food. They could eat it daily and would be happy.
And other people are like, is there anything cooked I can get there?
Yeah. Like, or just won't go. Like,
right. No, thanks. I wouldn't go that.
So sushi comes in at number 10. While many people love it, it's at number 10 on the most hated food in America. Chitlins.
Oh, are those?
Oh, those are good.
Those are like pork feet or something,
right? Pig intestines.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. Fried That's up even and worse. Jesus.
Yeah.
They're good.
Are they like calamari?
Oh, like,
they cut them in little rounds and fry them up?
Yeah, they're all fried up.
They sell bags of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like where pork rinds came from, but it's not the same.
Oh.
Oh, God. Pork I was working, one of my first jobs, not Disneyland, that was the first.
Yeah.
I was laying carpet with Joe Montez down the street. Yeah. There's a lot happened that summer. Mm. But one of the things that happened was I was eating these things called pork rinds and just, oh, they're so good. And he goes, God, you love those things. And then he tells me what they are. And I was like, okay.
What is pork rind exactly? It's just the skin?
It's like it's skin, like deep fried.
Mm. Sounds
what do
great.
You mean?
Well, I mean like bacon, don't you?
Not really. I mean,
it is the pig skin, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
well, look,
when he told me.
You use every part of the animal.
It was ruined for me. I never went back. Blue cheese makes the list of the most hated foods in America. Oysters, caviar, squid. tofu.
I love tofu.
I don't love tofu. You love it?
Yeah. I like...
How do you love tofu? It's just... Blah.
No, it's delicious. It's...
I'm with you. It's blah.
I like the firm, and I cube it, and I fry it up with something, add it to, like, my rice, or...
Liver. Oh, yeah. No, sorry. Sardines.
Yeah. I love sardines.
Which, aren't sardines and anchovies the same thing?
I don't know. They're both usually... they're packed. No, they're not really. Like a sardine is like a full fish. They've just taken the head off the fish.
Sardines came in at 3, anchovies came in at 1, and liver is the meat in that sandwich as at number 2.
Oh, liver is gross. My mom used to feed us liver all the time and kidneys.
I feel like you used to see it like on menus and it was out. Like we ate a lot of it back, you know, years ago, but you don't see it ever anymore.
Yeah.
Christina over the vacation said something to me like, what is that? And I forget what she was even looking at. I think it was the chicken we'd made for tacos. And I go, that's part of the chicken. And she goes, oh, I thought it was a chicken heart. And I said, okay, what about it? And she said, I just remember when I was a kid, my dad told me, you know, oh, it's really good. Taste it. And I go, did you do it? And she goes, yeah, and it is really good. And I was like,
my mom, there was a packet of giblets inside every turkey or chicken that you would buy. And my mom would fry that ass up and we would all sit around like baby birds.
And you'd eat it.
Yep. A gizzard.
The gizzard's that long.
It was like these two sort of nutty things inside of like.
Oh, is it different than the neck then?
Yeah, it's not it's not the same thing. I don't know what, I think it's like. In their throat or something.
It's a muscle pouch in the digestive tract of birds.
Yeah. It's wicked gross. But I mean, now I think it's gross. But when I was a kid, I'm like, give me some, I'll take the kidneys. I'll take the, you know, the heart.
The heart.
Yeah.
She said it was delicious. And I just went.
Chewy.
Oh my God.
It's called offal.
Offal. O-F-F-A-L. Yeah. Offal.
Oh.
Which is the right name for it.
That's the, yeah.
Well, I haven't kissed her since, just so you know.
Oh, that's the right choice.
Is it really your choice?
Oh, interesting.
Burn. You got me there, kid. 3% of us let our fingernail clippings just fall wherever they're going to fall.
What percent?
3%.
Oh, that's good. That's low, at least. I mean,
yeah, it is low.
Yeah, please pick those up.
This is from YouGov. They asked 5,000 Americans. When you clip your fingernails or toenails, what do you do with those clippings when you're done? This is, I don't date anymore, but I loved it when I did. Mm-hmm. And these are the kinds of questions I would ask people when we're on a date. Like, I remember this girl goes, I said to her, where do you go to cut your toenails or your nails? And she said, oh, I do it in bed. And I was like, what the? Why?
Because it's so comfy. You sit there and pull your knees up to your face and get after your feet.
And what do you do with all the stuff that goes flying?
Just push it over onto your side.
And she goes, I just scoop up what I can find together and then pick it up. And what you can find, those things go.
That's true. They do go off like a shot, don't they?
My grandmother was severely against gypsies for some reason. And she would.
Go on.
Always,
gypsies.
Yeah, she'd always warn me.
Did you have a lot of gypsies?
You're a pretty little boy. The gypsies will come and get you. Oh. And then the same thing with the fingernails.
That's old people humor.
You got to throw it away because if the gypsies get it, they can put a curse on you. They get your fingernails.
Yeah. So they're out there looking for fingernail clippings. Yeah,
No.
That's interesting.
I don't know. She was European.
That's some crazy old people racism.
Yeah, I mean, it really is like European.
I'm so sorry
to
the gypsies out there. We apologize.
It's my grandmother. She's dead. Don't worry about it. You won.
The curse word.
She wasn't careful enough with her toenails.
The top 5 things we do with our clippings: throw them in the trash, which is the correct answer. Yeah. Flush them.
Oh.
As long as it's not a flush just for the nails, like, you know.
Wait till
you go number one and then
toss in the bag of nails that you have. Got it.
Well, no, I do my toenails on the toilet sometimes, so they just drop in.
Yeah, you drop them in and you just don't have to flush just because there's nails in there is my point.
Gypsies.
Gypsies might get into your house and...
Please stop with the gypsies. I really do feel like that's a bad...
With a pool net and scoop your nails out, is that it?
You never know.
Oh, speaking of Poolnet, I watched
Poolnet.
I watched two things over vacation.
Yes, the Phoenician Scheme.
The Phoenician Scheme and Stick with Owen Wilson.
What do you think?
Great.
It's cute.
It's such a feel-good show.
I couldn't get past the first episode. I'm like, this is so depressing.
I really like the lady who plays his wife. And she's got some good energy just in that he's become a total loser. And you don't know right away, so you don't really feel sorry for him.
Later, you meet at the beginning because they're selling the house?
Yes.
It's Judy Greer.
Oh.
She was on Arrested Development and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yes.
Funny.
She's great in that. But anyway, I watched that. That was fun.
You liked it. You watched the whole series?
Yeah, because she goes, would you clean the pool? Like, he's living in this house and he's just a loser. And one of the things is he takes the pool net out. And then he just ends up getting high and drunk. And falling
asleep.
The side
of his gross, swampy pool. Yeah. I was like, I can't watch this. This is bumming me out.
It's very feel good once you start watching it.
All right, maybe we'll go back. John wanted to watch it because it was about golf.
And
then it turned out it wasn't about golf.
Hooked,
oh,
isn't
my God,
he?
He's so into golf.
Wow.
We got back last week, and he immediately, the next day, he took off on a golf trip with his buddies.
You let him?
Of course.
Oh.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, well, what am I going to do? Fight him about that? I'm like, we're on vacation. Go ahead. I could spend a night by myself.
Throw your nails outside on the list. Yeah, cut them outside if you can. That's what I'd say. Bring your clippers outside.
Yeah.
Cut your nails outside. You're clear. Toss them in the sink.
Ooh.
Or the 3% of people who, I let them fall where they fall.
And I walk away. Ugh. One time, I was in a hotel and my kids were little. And we had just checked in and we're like getting settled and my kids are crawling all over the place. And my one kid goes, what's this?
Oh.
And he picks up this huge, huge, like big toe nail. I'm like, that should have been vacuumed up. And then I debated telling John because I knew John would like, hey, you didn't clean this room. And I'm like, yeah, it's fine, hon. Here, put it in this trash barrel. And I moved on with my life. I didn't have to cut off any parts of me for touching it.
Before you even told that story, someone texted in, 650, sorry, said, I'm eating with the toenails already. Yeah. And then you just came up with your kid found.
Hey, look what I found. I'm like, ew.
It's a toothpick.
Oh, God.
Maddie, your hair looks good. Much better, says 415.
Can they see you?
Probably on Instagram. I posted this weekend and some stuff. I'll post it again, though, today. So if you want to go to @MattieStout, big hair reveal.
Yeah, go to all our Instagrams.
They're all at
Ben Hassan. I posted my Valkyrie game adventure, and it was, man, that was fun.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Maddie, don't be crazy. Gypsies steal your tears, not your nail clippings.
How do they get your tears out of you? Show you like a really sad movie or something?
Isn't the story Misery about how he gets cursed?
Thinner.
Oh, Thinner, that's it.
Thinner.
Yeah. But I can't remember how she does it to him. She touches him.
She looks
him.
At him and says, Thinner.
She puts a finger on his chest and says, Thinner.
But she's a gypsy, right?
Yep. I don't know. Is that what they call her?
I don't know. Yes. I thought that was the case.
Yeah. But I think it's not. I think you're not supposed to use that word anymore.
No, you're not supposed to say a word like a word that means stealing that's
yes.
based off the word gypsy.
Right.
Oh, just cursing is okay.
Yeah,
curse
just go,
on you.
Frick!
And Thinner, she's a Romani. Or he is. It's cursed by a Romani man, it says.
Oh. Romani.
Bro, that's right. Maybe it's Romani now you're supposed to say.
Maybe that's
gypsy.
It, right? Is because it was like, if you said gypsy, you meant like a Romanian person, but like kind of like a nomadic band.
We should just take a break.
Okay,
and you should tell us what's coming up in the trash.
Well, we definitely have Disneyland tickets and Kim K is going to fix your face.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.